about a fellow. His name is Yosef Atias. Yosef Atias lives in a country called Gibraltar. He lives in Gibraltar. His family lived in Gibraltar for many, many years, for many, many centuries, actually. And he had a very close connection with the great Talmud Chacham Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rav Shach, for those of you who didn't know who he was, I have a picture here of Rav Shach. He was the great Rosh Yeshiva of the Ponovitch Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And he lived to a very ripe old age, over 100 years old. Dispute as to how old he was. But this picture that I have is very dear to me. I have another picture in my house. Yosef Atias had an even more special picture. It was a picture of Rav Shach when he was over 100, a year before he was Nifter, before he passed away. He was sitting in a wheelchair holding Yosef's hand. And his eyes were open. And the reason why this picture was very special is because at that moment that Rav Shach held Yosef's hand, he hadn't responded to people for months and months before. And when Yosef put his hand in Rav Shach's hands, Rav Shach opened up his eyes and he tried to speak. And I'll tell you the story behind this picture. Many years earlier, Yosef was offered to go to Eretz Yisrael. He was a friend of a big Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He was offered to come to Eretz Yisrael and spend Sukkot there. So he rented a hotel room. He came with his wife and his family. And he stayed in the hotel room and then he ate the meals and slept in the sukkah in someone else's house, in his friend's house, this Rosh Yeshiva. In the middle of Sukkot, the Rosh Yeshiva calls him up and he says, "Listen, I'm going to visit Rav Shach. I want you to come. You and your wife should come with me and my wife and my children. We're going to go visit Rav Shach, the Gadol Hadar, Rav Shach, in his house." Okay, great opportunity. Go get a bracha, sure. So they all go together in a van, and they drive down to Rav Shach's house. This happened many, many, many years before. This happened in 1978. Okay, they sat in Rav Shach's house, waiting for an opportunity to go in to speak to Rav Shach, and there were many other people waiting as well. And they waited, and they waited, and they waited, and finally, they got a chance to go in, and they spoke to Rav Shach, they got brachas, and so on. They left Rav Shach's house, and they went, right there is the yeshiva, the Panovich yeshiva, where Rav Shach was the yeshiva. They went to go tour the yeshiva, and as they were touring the yeshiva, they saw an old man coming down the steps towards them. Or coming up the steps towards them. So they took a look and they realized it was Rav Shach himself who was also coming to the yeshiva at that time. So they both ran down, both Yosef Atias and his friend the Rosh Yeshiva ran down to help Rav Shach or to escort him up the steps. And they actually used the time to speak to him about important things. So Yosef was standing behind Rav Shach, and Yosef's friend, the Rosh Yeshiva, was standing next to Rav Shach, and they were talking. And suddenly, Yosef was spacing out a little bit, and then he heard a slap, like a sound like this. And he quickly looked up, and as he saw that, he realized Rav Shach started to lose his balance. And Yosef was standing right behind Rav Shach. Rav Shach lost his balance and fell. And if not for the fact that Yosef was there, Rav Shach would have fallen down the steps. He caught Rav Shach, stood him up, and he was able to walk further. Rav Shach was so thankful. "You saved my life. Who knows what could have happened if I would have fallen down the steps," etc., etc. Fine. Yosef forgot about this story. He went with his friend the Rosh Yeshiva, they went back to their taxi, to the van, and they drove back to Yerushalayim, where they were staying. As he gets out of the van, or he's about to get, they pull up to Yosef's hotel, the driver gets out, he jumps up, he opens up the door and he says, "Yosef, please come out." He says, "What do I owe this great honor?" He says, "Don't you know, you just saved the Rosh Yeshiva's life." says, oh, I forgot all about that. What happened? I saved his life. I mean, come on. I heard my friend, the Rosh Hashiva, try to grab Rav Shach, and he missed him. He slapped his arm. That was the sound that he heard. And when I heard that sound, I spaced in, and I see Rav Shach falling, so I caught him. It's no big deal. No, somebody who saves the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shach. Oh, give him big honor. And he escorted him to the hotel, and fine. Every year or two, when Yosef came back to Eretz Yisrael from Gibraltar, he used to make sure to go visit Rav Shach. And every time he went in, Rav Shach welcomed him. He stood up for him, which is unusual. Rav Shashiva should have to stand up for a regular person. He stood up for him, and every time he came, he offered him thank yous. Thank you for saving my life. In the year 2000, which was about a year before Rav Shach was Nifter, before Rav Shach passed away, Yosef came to Eretz Yisrael, and again he went to Rav Shach. And this time he walked in, and there was a nurse in the house, a male nurse, and the male nurse says to him, he says, you're not going to be able to go in to Rosh Hashiva. He says, why not? He said, Rav Shach has not spoken to people. He's just been very weak and very... He just hasn't spoken to people in months and months. He says, I'd like to go in anyway. He said, fine. So he went in, and he walked over to Rav Shach, and he whispered into Rav Shach's ear. He says, this is Yosef Asayag. I'm here to say hello. I want the Rosh Hashiva's bracha. And Rav Shach opened up his eyes and opened his hands. And at that point, Yosef stuck his hand into Rav Shach's hands. And the nurse that was standing there could not believe his eyes. He says, 1 minute, I got to go get a camera. This hasn't happened in months. And he ran to get a camera. And he took a picture at that moment. And that's the picture that Yosef has hanging in his house that is so precious to him. The lesson, many lessons, but one of the lessons that one can learn from this is that when someone does you a favor, even if it's not saving your life, someone does you a favor, you have to be so grateful. There's no end to the amount of gratitude you have to have for that person. Here was somebody like Rav Shach, he wasn't responding to anybody. As soon as he heard the name of the person that he owed a debt of gratitude to, he perked up and he started to respond. Amazing. We have tonight, we have six, I shouldn't say regular prizes. They're already intermediate grand prizes, all of them. They're all special. And then we have one grand prize. So this will be the last one. We have six intermediate prizes. The first six people, you're welcome to come up and choose one of the six prizes on the first shelf of that cart.